Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of AP Radio on WRP. Today we're going to hear two special episodes. The first, Nightly Negroni with Caleb and Julia. And next we're going to hear from Sierra and Emily on Dear Diary. Enjoy the show.
And it's no fun.
No.
It's a difficulty with
Nika living in the south. It's like an hour train ride each time.
Oh, yeah.
I come home, which I do every morning almost.
That's a lot.
And RIRB.
Oh, nasty.
Big nasty.
Okay. So I don't only have words.
Yeah. Can you hear me though, fine?
Everything? Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me? Oh, wait, hold on.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Noise. Okay. What are we starting with? Qatar, Poland,
we can start
or?
With... I think we can maybe start with Poland, just because I feel like that's the smallest story.
Yeah.
And then we can work our way up to... We could do Poland, and then we could do Qatar, and then maybe...
Yeah. It's interesting. On that, I'm also going to ask questions because, like, I don't know that much.
Okay, so.
Okay.
I'll get birdie for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm finding one more source for the Poland shit.
Okay.
Cut that part out. I don't want that on the record. Okay.
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Caleb.
I can never do it because I did this.
No, I haven't said. All right. At 10 o'clock, we'll start. Then we'll finish at 10:30. Perfect. Right on the dot.
That's the 10:25.
Okay. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Caleb.
And I'm Julia.
And this is the Nightly Negroni.
Yay.
Yay. So we've been off a few weeks, partially because, well, we just didn't have time, honestly. That's the, I was thinking of an excuse we could make, but it's simply just everyone's really busy. We had midterms, yada, yada, yada. And so now we're back, though, hopefully back to regular scheduled programming.
Woo-hoo.
So we're going to bring you some news articles from Europe, from the Middle East, and also from North America today to try to get around to everyone.
I think you all know what we're going to talk about because I've been the main news going around.
Yeah, we're not really being revolutionaries here in what we're bringing, but it's
still
interesting.
They're very important, though, yeah.
Very important, yes.
Okay, so starting from Europe... Of course, we're still going to go back to Russia, Ukraine, but today we're bringing on another country, Poland.
Welcome Poland to the stage, everybody.
Yeah.
No.
We were hoping that you were not going to get involved.
Yes.
But, I mean, you're still not, like, fully involved. But basically what happened, just, like, a little base before we go into the, like, details. A missile... hit Poland and killed two people. The missile is not Russian, is Ukrainian, or at least the missile is a S-300, if I'm not mistaken, and those are only, like, those are, like, Ukrainian property and not Russian. And also those are the, like, short distance range. It's, like, they go max, like, 70 kilometers, while, like, Russia is, like, how can I say, like, a little bit more technological missiles that they go, like, thousands of kilometers or miles away. The only issue is that lately they've been talking and saying, oh, you know, like, maybe the missile is Ukrainian. However, where is, like, Russia standing? Russia said, like, oh, hey, like, I have nothing to do with it. But, like, we don't know. And what happened is that also... beside of killing two civils, he also hit a grain, how do you say, like a grain,
storehouse.
Yes, exactly.
English is struggling with me.
Yeah.
It's 10 a.m.
I'm Italian, so I'm fine with English. It's like, yeah. It's not my language. I don't care. No, Jackie, I do care. Anyway, yes, he hit a grain establishment, maybe two, I don't know. And so that's also, like, another, like, bad news for Europe in general. As you see, like, beside of inflation, which has been hitting extremely hard, not only in Europe, but also in the U.S. And they talked about it also during the midterms, as I heard. But also, you know, like rain, like me, I'm Italian, I need my pasta, you know.
We do. It's also, it was kind of tricky in the beginning because it kind of sent off this like diplomatic like firestorm and just like skirmish between all these countries to figure out what exactly happened. Because if this was a Russian missile hitting Poland on purpose or even accidentally, it would, of course, could start a really big ripple effect.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't help that at the time, Russia was also doing a ton of missile attacks on Ukraine at the same time.
Like 90 a day.
Yeah, like something really, really intense.
Yeah.
So I think I understand the Ukraine's idea that they want to put the blame on Russia, as it would seem like maybe a attack on their military integrity or capability if it was just a mistake. But the thing is, NATO and other allies have already forgiven Ukraine and been like, hey, like, yeah, things happen.
They're saying, like, it's an accident.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're not holding anyone accountable. The thing is, Ukraine is understandably upset about it, but from what we saw this morning, President Zelensky said that he doesn't think that Ukraine is to blame, and he's still saying that Ukraine is not responsible for it, and it's not possible, and it's why I think this is almost maybe even the wrong way to approach it, because he already knows that everyone's going to, on NATO and his allies are already like, hey, like, it's an accident. So by him very much so denying it's Ukrainian, it could create a bigger issue.
Yeah, so like from what I understood is that that was mostly for defense. And also not like the entire missile ended, like landed in Poland, but just like fragments, which don't get me wrong, is still a lot. But like as of what I understood, or as of how NATO is taking it, it was like for defense, that's what happened. Also because like thinking about it, in like that location, so we're talking about like the border between Russia and Poland. No. Poland and Ukraine. I'm so sorry.
Geography 101.
Yeah. I'm like, again, it's too early. Poland and Ukraine. Russia, like that missile was not even like, first of all, was not even like gonna do that much to like for Russia. And second of all, like that's not a like area or a zone that is like, not like under attack, but like that is like taking into consideration. So, you know, it's like kind of tricky. And also what I've been hearing a lot, which is some sort of like fake news. I don't know if like any of you heard it, but like everybody was saying, oh yeah, like Article 5 is coming into the game. Just like a little like base. Article 5 is the one saying if you hit someone from the like NATO, like one of the members, and like all the other 29 members have to like help, you know. And so I heard a lot of people saying, oh, Article 5 is like, they're like bringing in Article 5, but that was Article 4 actually, not Article 5. And Article 4 just say like there has to like have a like emergency meeting or something like that. So that's like, be careful with fake news, because like lately they've been going, not like lately, I would say for like years and years they've been going on. So like be careful on that. It was Article 4 or not Article 5.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the things I will say though is, of course, I don't think, I mean, it's unfortunate, of course, the two people died and that it did cross a border. The thing is, if Ukraine just accepts that it was them, and if, which I'm assuming it was, and responsibility, and just as it was an accident, it'll make things easier going forward, because then it just kind of wipes the slate clean a little bit between Ukraine and NATO and Ukraine's allies. But I will say, if this happens again or something similar, then there would be an issue.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's smarter for Ukraine to just take responsibility now and say, hey, look, there's a possibility if we're near the border.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's an accident. I don't want to say that it happens, but, like, human error happens. Also, together with, like, technological error happens. So, like, it's not okay, but we have to make it okay. The only issue is that, like, this was the first time something like that happened in all these months, that this war started between Ukraine and Russia. And the first time, I think, like, a lot of people were worried at first. They were like, oh, my God, like, Poland is, like, not, like, being invaded, but, like, Poland got hidden, and so this means war were free. I'm like, no, hold on, like,
no, chill
out. And I feel like also this reason why, like, NATO was so fast and responsive when that happened. They were like, no, it was an accident, like, almost right away, if you think about it. Not even the time to check the, I think you call it black box. I don't know, I'm translating.
Yeah.
they were like very fast in saying no, this was an accident, also to like avoid not only like general fear, but also, you know, to avoid an escalation. If it happens again, we have to see.
You'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
It's already pretty tense. And I will say, though, it was very nice to see that NATO members did and like did act according to the charter, where they just met. Like, diplomatically, they're like, okay, what situation, what do we do, instead of just something rash.
Yeah.
Like, just like, all right, we were hit. More like
that. Yeah,
would,
no, that,
like,
was,
that would be much more dangerous to, yeah, and hard to, you know, backpedal. So.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, they were having a G20 meeting in Bali. Did you look at all the dresses?
I did.
They were stunning.
They were
so beautiful. Anyway, go and like check out all the pictures of G20 leaders wearing all these like Indonesian dresses. They were beautiful. Anyway, they were having a G20, everything was fine. But then I think Biden was the first one that got a call about Poland being heated. And so right after that, I mean, we have like NATO meeting, and then also a G7 was called, where we saw the G7 countries, which are Canada, Germany, France, Italy, US, and I'm missing France. US, UK, what am I missing? I'm missing something.
Yeah, you're missing.
I mean, probably like one from the East, no? Maybe Russia's in the G7. Oh my God, I'm so sorry for like saying this since I'm not like fully aware.
Japan,
yeah.
Sorry to Japan.
Yeah,
we love Japan.
Yeah, we actually do. And we also love the food of Japan.
We do, yes. I ate too much Japanese recently. One giant sushi boat, essentially.
Noise.
No. And that's exactly how I want to be remembered as.
Okay, going back to the full story. So this is like a little bit of like context about what is happening between Russia, Poland, and Ukraine. Or let's say between Russia and Ukraine. And a little tiny bit of Poland, okay? Like, let's not get too far.
Yes, and now we're going to turn our attention... So, like, I mean, further away to the Middle East, because, I don't know, I'm a huge football fan, and I'm sure a lot
I'm
of people
opposite.
Listening are. Yeah. It's the straightest I get is when I watch football. Like,
yeah.
I'm, like, shouting at the TV. But the World Cup kicks off this month in Qatar, which is already a pretty controversial decision when it was made 10 years ago to be there.
Yeah.
And ever since we've gotten closer and closer to the date, just more issues have been coming up regarding human rights violations with Qatar. And they are trying to alleviate the, like, backlash, but it's already way too strong. So,
No, I mean, it's low-key too late now.
I mean, yeah, like, the games, they're going to go on. So.
Like, even just, like, who was the singer? Oh, it was Dua Lipa. I don't know if you heard it. Kind of, like, funny news. Not funny, but, like, you know, something different from, like, all these dark topics. Dua Lipa was saying, like, she got offered to sing at the World Cup.
World Cup?
FIFA. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm not, like, that into football or soccer, as you can see. Anyway, she got offered to pay to sing, and also they get so much money if they sing.
Oh, it's
We're
crazy.
Talking about, like,
yeah.
a million or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do we find this money, no?
Yeah.
Anyway, she got offered to sing. However, she said no. She didn't accept the offer, and she was also saying that she would love to go and visit Qatar once they were going to, like, fix all their, like, human rights situations. And I thought that was, like, not funny, but also, like, it's nice to see how, like, it is something as simple as that. Like, come on, like, Dua Lipa, who listens to Dua Lipa? I mean, we do, right?
Right.
But, like, not that many people do. I feel like it's mostly the, like, young generation that does. And seeing a figure like that, that has, like, a lot of followers from a young generation saying something like this publicly, I feel like that's also good news, because maybe, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 15 years old didn't know about what is happening in Qatar, but now, thanks to her, maybe they do, or maybe that's not a good idea, I don't know. No, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was earlier this month in November, the ambassador for Qatar to the World Cup, like, so the Qatari ambassador, was being interviewed on a German TV channel, and the journalist was asking, what do you think, like, the gay rights issues are coming up specifically as well. What do you think about, like, homosexuality? and he answered that it was damage in the mind. And then he also put it as the word in Arabic that means forbidden. And so, and it was really quite interesting because then as soon as that happened, you had another official step in from like behind the camera to like...
You are listening to WRP.
Abruptly put the interview to like a halt.
Yeah.
And so I think that that just says volumes when your ambassador for the whole event is saying this.
Yeah.
It kind of undermined all the other things that they had been releasing in the press and doing interviews to say, okay, look, just respect us, but we're not going to, like, you're going to be safe if you want to be, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But then to have this happen is quite a...
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of shocking a little bit in a way.
Actually, fun fact about things... Thank you for, like, bringing it up. Fun fact about Qatar, Germany, and LGBT. So Germany, the German team, is going to fly to Qatar with Lufthansa, of course, which
right.
is, like, country airline, the, like, flag airline. But Lufthansa decorated the plane that is going to take the team to Qatar with all, like, LGBT colors and flags and everything. I thought that was actually kind of nice. But also kind of controversial because, like, you're going to fly and, like, land in a country that does not accept these, like, rights. So that's going to be interesting.
And then the big question is, of course, there's, and I've seen both sides. Some people are like, obviously, it's a human right to be gay, to express it, whatever. But then a lot of people are also saying you're going to a country with certain laws, so you should respect the laws of which place that you go in.
Yeah.
And so there's these two different camps. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see how you navigate it. Because personally for me, I just don't want to support that kind
yeah.
of country and regime. So I wouldn't attend the games anyway. But I understand also that football is a universal sport enjoyed by everybody
yeah.
regardless. So it should be open for anybody to go. But then how do you feel about this debate? It's a strong debate on
it's
what
kinda,
to do.
It's kind of tough if you think about it. Because, for example, if you go to the Middle East, at least like on my side as a woman, and I want to enter a mosque, I have to like get like fully like dressed and like wear the hijab mm-hmm. and everything, right? So for like what I'm doing when I'm going there is that, like I'm following their rules, even though like I'm not Muslim. So I know that, like, it's not the same thing, but maybe we can, like, kind of, like, compare it, maybe. And, like, I understand that, like, Qatar has these laws about LGBT. However, it's way too tough. Also, because, like, thinking, like, the West is, like, they, like, went, they, like, came, not, like, came so far, but, like, they made so many steps forward to LGBT, and then a World Cup happens, and everybody's like, oh my God, like, you cannot, like, be yourself when you come and see. That's a lot.
Right, and it's like it's, for example, I went to Jordan in July.
Yeah.
And the thing is, in Jordan, being gay is one, Jordan's already one of the more lenient countries in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So it is legal there.
So it's more Western. It's
yeah.
like closer to the West.
So, and I have a band on my watch, my Apple Watch, that is a rainbow flag. And the thing is, I knew that I could legally wear that in Jordan, but it also meant that I still was respectful and wasn't overtly
yeah.
doing anything too much.
Mm-hmm.
Then, for example, then also then in next month, me and my boyfriend are going to Egypt together.
Okay.
And so, where it's much more strict, the laws, than Jordan. And so we're aware, so we're going to, of course, not do anything to aggravate anything intentionally.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand both sides
mm-hmm.
to where it's like you're not exactly wanting to hide it because you
yeah.
shouldn't have to, but also laws are laws and it's not your place. But so that's why it's a really hard issue, and that's why my stance would be just not go.
Yeah.
Just don't go to the World Cup.
I mean, it's kind of like, why did it be Qatar at this point? You know, that's my question. Like,
yeah.
why?
And also, why is it just now that it's becoming the big hot topic? I mean, Qatar
yeah,
was chosen
like,
10 years ago.
Exactly. Like, nobody really cared, like, 10 years ago. To be fair, like, I really don't follow soccer. I don't follow the World Cup and anything. So I didn't even know that Qatar was chosen, like, 10 years ago. Just because, like, I didn't even know that, like, a workout was going to happen in 2022 for, like, how, like, informed I am. But it's a tough choice. Also because a lot of workers slash migrants died in, like, in the process of, like, building everything ready for this month. I
yeah,
think
exactly.
I heard around, like, 6,500 migrants. That's a lot. And also they were coming mostly from India, Pakistan, and, like, all, like, that area. And... No, I haven't heard that much about it.
Right,
yeah.
And it's. I think it really does question also just FIFA as an organization, because yeah. it's true that FIFA like gave the games to Qatar, but FIFA's been corrupt for years, and that came out.
Oh yeah, there is actually a new documentary on Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix yeah. about it. And the thing is, Qatar is of course its own country getting ready for the games, but also they're the ones having all these migrant workers be abused yeah. and overworked, underpaid, dying, and being in a lot of other illegal things. And so I think in a way FIFA should be held accountable as well, because they yeah. should be some kind of oversight to ensure that the thing that they are producing was produced morally and yeah. Via the channels that it should be done, not mm-hmm. through illegal workings yeah. and back channels.
I mean, so. Let's see what is going to happen after Qatar, because I feel like this year we're hearing a lot more of the issues that are happening in the back, issues that like sometimes we don't really see up front. So let's see what FIFA is going to do after the games. Right now it's too late to like do anything, but let's see after the games what it's going to do. Do we already know what's going to be the next one?
Yeah, it'll be between U.S., Canada, and Mexico, a joint bid.
Okay.
In 2026.
Yeah, okay, then...
We're there good.
Yeah, we good should be fine.
Yeah.
We should be fine, unless... Now we're going to talk That's about true. The third topic.
Speaking about that...
So, Caleb.
So...
Tell us about your country.
Yes, oh, I don't want to claim it right now at the moment.
Yeah, we talked a lot about mine, so now it's your turn.
Yeah. So Donald Trump has decided to run for a third consecutive time for 2024 for the elections.
And but we kind of already knew that.
Yeah, I was like, it's nothing shocking.
He promised it.
Right, it's nothing yeah. shocking. I guess I just thought that stupidity did have a bound. You know what I mean? Because he's under so much scrutiny right now, legally, for a lot of different reasons, that's going to plague him coming into the political arena again. And I think a lot of the things that he was running on in 2016 when he did successfully win, they're no longer the case. Because the thing is, that's what I just said, it's his third time running. So he's no longer this political blank, you know, sheet of paper. There's a whole lot of history written there.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially if President Biden decides to run again.
Has he said anything
yet? He sent like mixed signals, kind of like right. hinting that he would. And as a Democrat, I'm torn between, he's the only one who's beat Donald Trump in the past, so we do have that, but also
he's an oldie.
He's getting up there, and it's kind of showing, and I think it might be time for new faces. The thing is, if Donald Trump wins, then he'll be then the second oldest president to be. So we have these two guys on the older end of the spectrum, and one, I think, clearly, even though I don't like him, has more energy and is able to be more engaged with his supporters than President Biden. So I think it could be dangerous.
Also, right now, President Biden is like facing not a good time because, you know, with inflation, I know I mentioned it earlier, but like I'm going to mention it again because groceries are way too high. Anyway, with inflation and war, it's a lot that the country is taking, that is like citizens are taking. So also that's not going to like help him. I think maybe the war is gonna help him, but definitely not inflation. Also, because don't like block me if I'm saying something wrong. What happened like during these midterms is that like President Biden was like talking a lot about democracy, but a lot of people were like going against him, saying, oh, you know, like I understand you're talking about democracy, but also you haven't talked about how the economy is falling apart right now. Is it right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's interesting because Biden's approval ratings are not great. Like there's no sugarcoating that. They're not great. And so I think everyone was very nervous about the midterms because everyone was anticipating this giant wave of conservatism coming in. And but actually, Democrats fared fairly well. Like, yes, we lost control of the House. Still control of the House.
Time seems to slow down when you're near.
are listening to AUP Radio on WRP.
Hi, hey guys.
Our intro is so bad.
I know. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So welcome to episode 2 of Dear Diary, Self-Care. Today we're going to talk about how to prioritize self-care.
I think it's like really important right now with midterms,
finals.
Just finishing up and finals coming up really, really soon. So
everyone's stressed. Everyone's grinding. So I think it's important we kind of talk about it and like maybe give people some tips. So let's start off with the first point, which is prioritizing time for yourself, even in a busy schedule. So personally, I think this is super important, like when I am like really busy, because I think I'm more productive if I
hear it.
Yeah. I think I'm more productive if I take breaks and actually do like some stuff in between instead of like doing like work like back to back.
See, I'm the type of person that's like the opposite. I feel like I have to finish everything that I start like in one setting, mm-hmm. and it's really stressful.
Yeah.
But you tend to prioritize yourself more and make those like little small moments for yourself, and I really admire that about you, because I do
I'm
the opposite. Yeah. I don't take like little breaks. I'm like, okay, if I'm gonna finish this paper, I have like 3 hours, I'm gonna focus like completely on the paper.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the person.
No breaks.
Depends on the person, but I mean like long term, like if you have 2 weeks full of finals or like a month even, I think it's just important to like take some breaks like in your day. If you have like a full day of studying,
for sure.
Yeah, instead of like
taking
3 hours,
personal time to do something that you enjoy.
I think it's more you'll be more productive if you do like an hour and like 5 minutes, 5 minute breaks in between, than like 3 hours back to back.
But see, for me, like prioritizing your time for yourself is like taking time to do something that you like.
That's what I mean.
Outside.
With, like, breaks, yeah.
Okay, so like me, like I love to go to the gym. Like especially when it's like that mm-hmm. time during midterms, it really is like an escape from all of the stress and everything that we're doing. So
like doing things you truly enjoy.
Yeah. Like if you like to read, which it's okay for me, but that's still like working.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, working out. Also like physical things you can take care of is I think like we mentioned, like having a healthy relationship with food. Like obviously like this sounds very like,
no, that's so true, because when you're a student you don't really have that much time to like prioritize your times to eat, and I feel
cooking
like
and stuff.
And I think that sometimes we're so stressed that we forget that we need to have like 3 meals a day.
Yeah. No, that's so true. And also the hydration, like concentration. I think for me, like if I drink like a lot of water, it really like it sounds weird, but I have a way better concentration level like studying if I drink enough water. Like if I don't, I don't know.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
People can concentrate better when they're hydrated.
One point I want to make, guys, please get your sleep, because this is like, for me, this is, like, vital. Like, I'm going through, like, I'm busy with two applications right now and, like, my schoolwork. And still, like, getting, like, I don't know how many hours you need, but, like, for me, it's 8. Like, I need 8 hours of sleep. It helps me so much more, like, with everything I do. Just, like, it's just...
No,
I
completely agree. Before, I used to be the type of person that I'd get home, like, I study until as long as I can, especially the day before a test. Like, I would pull all-nighters, and that's definitely not the way to go. I now prioritize at least to sleep 7 hours on, like, your iPhone. You can do, like, mm-hmm. the sleep thing.
Yeah.
And I really set it that every night I have, like, a normal sleep schedule. Even if it's, like, you go to bed at 3 a.m., you wake up 7 hours later. And it's really important to have a stable sleep schedule instead of sleeping 6 hours one day, then 9 hours the next day, because it actually can make you more tired.
Yeah. Like, the best way is, like, getting to bed, like, every day, like, or every night at the same time and waking up at the same time.
Oh, see, I can't
but,
do that.
Like, obviously that's not realistic for us students. But, yeah. Sleep, getting your sleep is like vital.
You have to like prioritize yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're eating right and getting enough sleep.
Yes. And I also want, for like the AUP students, I think you can definitely use the wellness room if you're overwhelmed, because it's actually in it's in the basement of Grinnell, and you can just it's like, I feel like it's kind of an escape, like, you know, like
a place to like decompress and de-stress.
Just, you can do some breathing exercises, or like even on Netflix, like, you can do anything, but like on Netflix they have like three or five or 10 minute like guides like to meditation,
where the mind space,
the interactive,
I use that to go to bed.
Me too.
It's it's so nice because they like tell you stories and they teach you like breathing techniques that help you have deeper sleep. It's so it's useful, guys.
It's really, really nice. And then mentally, I think for me personally, like reflecting and journaling and sort of writing down like what you're feeling, what you're going through, is like super important, because that it makes me realize like sort of what I'm going through and how like reflect on how I can deal with what I'm going through, basically. That makes sense.
Just self-reflection and like understanding how you're feeling in a moment, because sometimes we're so chaotic in our schedules, we don't take the time to pause and think like how I'm feeling, so to speak. See, I'm not a journaling person personally. I like to listen to like music, podcasts, that really helps me, or just trying to like spend time with like my friends, that really helps, like positive people. It makes such a difference to be to surround yourself in a very positive environment, especially when you're not in the best mind space, or even if you're a person who like kind of just needs to take time for themselves. Like, it's okay to tell those around you that, hey, I'm not going through the best time. I kind of need some time to myself. That's how I deal with things better in a healthy sense.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Like, if you're feeling overwhelmed or whatever you're going through, like, I think it's really important to communicate that to like someone, like whoever that may be. Like,
it's really not, it's okay to like not be okay sometimes. Like, truly.
No, everyone goes through stuff, and like, you're not the only one who's going through like a rough time. So like, some people, they feel like they don't want to tell anyone because at least I had that. Like, when I was like younger, I was like, okay, I'm afraid like this is gonna sound like dumb or like stupid, or like this is not really important to talk about, like I can just deal with it, like,
but
it's
see,
fine.
That's the thing, that like sometimes you see your friends and maybe they're going through something that's a lot more extreme, and you may feel like, oh, the way I'm feeling is not like validating as much as what they're going through. But everyone deals with things very differently. Everyone has their own battles, and I think that we should be very respectful of what everyone is going through, and you should be kind and to yourself when you're going through those things, and allow yourself to feel those emotions. Like, it's okay, but at the same time, it's also important to like trust the process and not dwell on those feelings. You have to figure out a plan or a way to kind of get yourself up and moving and get yourself out of that headspace, because if you sit there and dwell for way too long, it can be very damaging to your mental health.
Yeah, I think, for me, really, like, writing down my feelings works. Obviously, for everyone's different. Some people like to listen, like, you like to listen to podcasts, you said, and, like, listen to music.
But see, the idea of journaling is nice. But, how, like, sitting down and, like, actually journaling, I did not make the time for that.
See, I think it's super important, because, like, if you think about it, it can only be, like, 5 minutes. And think about it. Like, you can do it, like, anytime. It's only 5 minutes of your day. Like, you'll lose, like, 5 minutes of, like, your sleep, maybe. But, like, think realistically, we're all on our phones, like, at least an hour a day. Like, even though we're busy,
an hour's
procrastinating,
a lot.
Everyone. I'm like, everyone does that. I'm sorry. Like,
no, that's so true.
Yeah.
No, I actually, like, you know how sometimes you want to, like, go to the gym, or you want to do something, like, very productive, and you're like, oh, like, I wish I had time for that. And I remember I was, like, in the summertime, I was back home, and we had some, like, visitors, and someone in one of the visitors at the house was taking 15 to 20 minutes every day to, like, ride the bike at home. And then she was like sweating profusely, and she was like, oh, like, I feel so great after my workout, even though it was something very, very small. She took the time for that, and I was like, wow, that's like really nice, because you're thinking, oh, I need to go to the gym for like an hour. That's not true. You just take 10 to 15 minutes to do, you're consistent with something. It's nice you take a small moment for yourself to just take that time, be productive in the sense, and also do something that you truly enjoy and that makes you feel better after.
No, I think it's really important to realize that, like, we're always gonna be busy regardless of like at the period in your life. Like if I think about it and like look back like on when I've been stressed, like it happens so often, like there's always just something to worry about or to stress about. And I think it's just important to like learn or teach yourself how to cope with
the small things.
Well, cope with the pressure. Like there's always going to be something. And I think it's important to like be like to look to it's hard to explain, to teach yourself like, okay, I'm always going to be busy. How am I going to juggle these balls I'm dealing with? Like,
how am I going to deal with
the pressure?
I think that, like, you have to understand that, like, every day in life is a different journey, I would say. Everything's new. Every day there's a new stress. Every day there's a new goal. Every day we're doing something new. And it's important to understand how not only to handle all of these new obstacles every single day, but if you're not going through something yourself, maybe your friend is going through something, so even seeing people that you love or those around you going through things, it does affect you in any shape or form. It can be a small way, but you have to learn how to kind of handle the chaotic world and find what works for you. Everyone has a different way of dealing with things, and if you're still unsure about that, try new things. It's okay to like not know how to deal with things, but it's really important and vital that you find what works for you and you use that and you make the time for that every single day, because if you don't, you'll start to see a decline in your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need that here.
No, not good vibes. No bueno. Okay, so just to summarize everything, prioritizing time for yourself.
Even in a busy schedule.
Even during finals, midterms, even if we do not have midterms or finals or even whatever you're going through.
Even when you say, I don't have time for that. Yes, you do, boo.
Yeah, that's
you
BS.
You do have time for that.
That's BS. Secondly,
do things that you truly enjoy. Even if it's 5, 10, 15 minutes, trust me, it's good to have a little break from these busy schedules. And just, even when you're not feeling the best, do something that you love. And trust me, you'll feel a little bit better after.
Yeah. And physically, prioritizing, taking care of yourself.
Eating right,
getting enough sleep is like the most important thing for me. Everyone needs enough sleep, but like
that's so important. But getting enough sleep, but also eating the right foods and getting your greens in. That sounds really ironic, but guys,
and movement.
Yeah, you guys need to move, get up, and
just go for a walk, even like 15 minutes.
Yes. But honestly, like food, like your food is your brain. Like if you don't eat the right things, you're gonna end up being like getting brain fog, and that's just not good.
Yes. And mentally, just like whichever way works for you. For me, it's journaling, listening to music, personally also like listening to a sermon, but that's like a religious like aspect, but that really helps me calm down, put things in perspective, and like it really calms me.
No, for sure. And I think that also like it's important to understand, like if you're a student, you're only going to have this class for one semester. That's a few months. So just know that it's not the end of the world if you have a test or if you have a big exam coming up. Like, do your best on the exam. And if that's honestly the best that you could do, you can make the time, you can study and everything, you take the test. But at the end of the day, you did your best, and don't ever feel completely disappointed because it's a small class and this is a small thing into the path of where you're going. And honestly, as long as you graduate, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fine.
They're not going to be asking you at a job application, what did you get in, I don't know, college algebra or history 101. It's really not important unless you're, like, applying to a master's or trying to go to another school.
Staying positive.
Stay optimistic. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. And then also, like, when you're overwhelmed, try to communicate that. Just, like,
seek help.
Just to let it out and, like, people can really like have a lot of like benefit to how you feel, if that makes sense.
Having a sense of community is really, really important, and being able to express that to people that you truly trust and who make you feel good after you express that, because it's so important. When you have a friend, you're telling them, hey, like, I'm going through a rough time, you're like, you talk to a friend who doesn't seem to be as supportive, and like, oh, you're fine, like, you know, you're living the best life, you're in Paris and everything. You need to have those people who will sit down with you and be like, okay, how can we help you feel better? Or what can we do? Or let's go out for lunch or something just to get you out of that mind space. Yeah. It's really, really important.
Yeah, and then lastly, just like trying to find a way to, for yourself, for everyone is different, trying to find a way to cope with busy times and times of pressure, because it's, there's always something going on in our lives. So I think it's important that we learn how to deal with those stressful moments, not only for now, but also for the future.
Yeah, it's a skill that you're always going to have to to learn and deal with, especially if you're someone who has a type of mental illness. If you're dealing with anxiety or depression, every day is even more of a battle for you. And it's important to learn the different ways to cope and to handle these things on a daily basis in order for you to thrive and to do well and to feel good.
Yeah. So, guys,
thank you so much for watching.
You are listening to WRP.
And I hope that girl make the choice.